Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me on the Word Podcast. We're pressing on and looking at the life of David, and we're in 1 Samuel 18, beginning with verse 1. We read this in the previous episode. I'm wanting you to see that the flow of what was happening here. And it says this: "Now it came about when he had finished speaking to Saul." So this is David speaking to Saul, and he's standing there speaking to Saul, apparently, as the word says, holding Goliath's head, that the soul of Jonathan was knit to the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as himself. And so we're going to see over these next few chapters here that Jonathan loved David and David loved Jonathan. You can imagine how that gets perverted within certain circles nowadays. Yeah, it's nothing new. It's been going on for a long time that people try to pervert this. No, they had a love for one another. We're going to see more, even how it's described. So verse 2 says this: "Saul took him that day and did not let him return to his father's house." And that's speaking of David. Now, you may have already caught something here, okay? Hadn't Saul already taken him into his house when he became his harpist type of thing? But is this happening right now? What's going on? And, I don't know. There's all sorts of explanations I've read through the years related to this. The general idea is that David was already playing the harp for Saul when an evil spirit would come upon him. But Saul really didn't know who he was. He didn't pay any attention to him. Okay, that's the idea. So that when David went forth, Goliath, even though Saul stood before him and said, "You need to put this on," then he didn't really know who he was. He didn't recognize him. Because when he kills Goliath, what did we just see? He asked Abner, "Who is this guy?" And they went, "I don't know. I don't know who he is." "Well, find out." So he found out who he was, though he was apparently already in his service. We'll see some more about that in just a moment. So verse 3, "Then Jonathan made a covenant with David because he loved him as himself." And this is actually an extremely significant passage related to the concept of covenant. Here's what we need to know for now. God is a covenant-making and covenant-keeping God. And what Jonathan was doing right here was he was acknowledging to David that David was going to be the next king. Jonathan is the king apparent. He's the son of the king. He's the prince. But what Jonathan does right here is that he literally takes certain elements of his clothing and places them upon David. So listen to this, verse 4. "Jonathan stripped himself of the robe that was on him, and he gave it to David. And his armor, including his sword and his bow and his belt." So he gave him the portions of his armory, of his outfit, that spoke of his princehood, of his kingship. He gave it to David. Verse 5, "So David went out wherever Saul sent him and prospered. And Saul set him over the men of war, and it was pleasing in the sight of all the people, and also in the sight of Saul's servants." So when you go back and read in chapter 16 what we've seen before, David comes and he plays before him, but it says that he becomes his armor bearer, Saul's armor bearer. So it's like he sort of worked his way up, because here he's over all the men of war. So it's the kind of thing I think that he probably played for Saul. He had the Goliath incident. Saul keeps him there. He becomes his armor bearer. Then he becomes set over all the men of war. And it was pleasing to two very important groups of people. To all the people, okay, the constituency here, and also in the sight of Saul's servants. The servants are always an interesting thing to watch. Throughout the scripture, just pay attention to the servants. Even in life today, pay attention to the servants. In political shenanigans today, pay attention to the servants. Pay a special attention to the servants when they die in strange ways, as has just occurred in recent days. That happens far more regularly than people know. That all of a sudden somebody who's in the know from the point of view of being a servant to somebody and is there when conversations are had, sees the coming and goings of what occurs, that they suddenly die. Okay? So the servants are very important, and they loved David. Now watch this, verse 6. "It happened as they were coming when David returned from killing the Philistine, that the women came out of all the cities of Israel, singing and dancing to meet King Saul with tambourines and joy and with musical instruments. So notice when this is. It happened as they were coming when David returned from killing the Philistine. So it's from when he killed the Philistine that the women are coming out. They're singing, they're dancing, they're going to meet King Saul because Saul's king. And they're doing it with tambourines, with joy, with musical instruments, and they're singing. Verse 7, the women sang as they played. And that word played literally means dance. So they're singing and they're dancing. They're playing about and dance. And they said, Saul has slain his thousands and David his 10,000s. Yes, they were literally singing, Saul has slain his thousands and David his 10,000s. Now, how do you think that's going to go down with your basic king? Yeah, exactly. The next verse clarifies it. Then Saul became very angry, for this saying displeased him. And he said, they have ascribed to David 10,000s, but to me they have ascribed thousands. Now, what more can he have but the kingdom? Saul knew that this little ditty that the ladies were singing, that the women were singing, communicated the truth that came from the Lord. And he knew that, you know, did the women mean it in a malicious kind of way? Do they mean it as a jab against Saul? Probably not, because he's still king. Okay, he's still king. But they were speaking the truth. Saul had slain his thousands and David his 10,000s. Well, how had David slain tens of thousands? Yeah, remember what we saw in the previous episode when he brought down Goliath? Then they pursued the Philistines and apparently they killed tens of thousands of Philistines. And the people knew it was under the leadership of David. Saul had sat there for 40 days listening to Goliath and all of his bluster and blunder and threat. Both armies had rallied against one another to go out to war and never did. But now he realizes David's got it. What more is he going to do but have the kingdom? Verse 9. Saul looked at David with suspicion from that day on. So he suspected him because of this from that day on. Now, let me read the first part of the next verse real quick, because this gives us insight and clarity in what we're just talking about. Verse 10. Now, it came about on the next day that an evil spirit from God came mightily upon Saul, and he raved in the midst of the house while David was playing the harp with his hand as usual. And a spear was in Saul's hand. So I think that sort of helps us a little bit clarify that David was playing the harp as usual. It was the next day after they had come in victorious from Goliath and all that. So we get some major timing elements right here that we can sort of see what's going on some. And Saul is sitting there with this evil spirit. David's playing and Saul's got a spear in his hand. How do you think that's going to work out? We'll see in the next episode. I'll see y'all later, guys. Goodbye.